Om Shanti, good morning. Today we have an addition to our program. We have Brother Ramesh Shah to join us to give you some background. He has a very varied background. As Sister Aruna had mentioned earlier, he's a chartered accountant, but not only accountancy, he has studied law and all the major religions, and he was actually a professor of philosophy in Bombay for 7 years. Most importantly, Brother Ramesh Shah spent many years with Brahma Baba, the founder, and he was also able to give the foundation of the professional accounting requirements for the institution in the early years. Brother Ramesh Shah has many duties also within the organization. He is the additional secretary for the PKWSU. He is a managing trustee of our spiritual trust, the World Renewal Spiritual Trust. He is the organizing secretary for the Education and Research Foundation, secretary of the Educational Society, Juris Wing, he is also involved, and also he spearheads a very special unit called the Spiritual Applications Research Center, or SPARC. Brother Ramesh has also written many books, papers, and which have been presented at international institutes, conferences, and of course, like all our senior brothers and sisters, he has traveled extensively to share his wide understanding, knowledge, yoga practice in different countries of the world. Brother Ramesh.
Om Shanti. Our sister has tried to give my introduction to you all, but it is a one-way traffic. You have been informed about my qualifications and all those things, but I don't know much of you. But Dadi Janki informed me that this is really a very, very, very nice group, trying to understand things, fundamental things also. And they are in search of this fundamental knowledge and trying to understand this knowledge. They want to experience peace, happiness and all those things in their own lives. And they want to have this value-based society so that the values in the society may flourish and we can become valuable. So that is the background that I am told, and it's nearly, I am told by sister that most of you are visiting this institution at Mount Abu for the first time. I hope this will not be the first time, but this will be the beginning of a new chapter in your lives, so that by coming here regularly and trying to understand these things and also putting into practice this knowledge, you will be able to experience so many things in your own lives. And there is an English proverb that proof of pudding lies in eating it. So whatever that we have learned here, whatever you have understood here, try to put it into practice, and then you will understand the difference that by this experience, by these experiments, by this knowledge, can you understand what is peace, can you experience peace, and all those things are there, you see. The best thing is, we have got here also 3 words, very important words, very simple words: try, test, and trust. Try, test, and trust. That means whatever knowledge you will be here listening, whatever Raj Yoga practices that you have been taught here, try to experiment these things. Not only experiment, but experience also these things. So by experiencing and experimenting, or by trying all those things, then you will understand the importance of it, or the power behind it, or you can understand what is said here is actually true, or truth, and nothing else but the truth. And then, based on that thing, try, taste, and then trust. There is a proverb in one of our Sanskrit scriptures that if our scriptures say that fire is cold, and if you feel that fire is not cold but it is warm, then depend on your experience more than what we say or what others say to you also. And therefore we in this institution believe that the best thing to understand these things is to put it into practice. And by practicing it, by experimenting it, find out the truth behind it, find out the power behind it, and then you will be able to judge the power of this institution or the knowledge of this institution and effectiveness of this knowledge in your personal lives. Not only in your personal life, but also in your family life also, in your business life also, or in your social life also. This will be useful at all stages in your lives. So therefore, we always say that try to experiment these things. Today I am told to share some of the points on this power of silence. It's a very simple subject, but at the same time very important also. First thing is, it is power. And you know the meaning of power. For example, electricity. We all are experiencing electricity as a power. But we also know how electricity as a power comes here. It comes from a generating station. So power has to be generated, and there should be a generating station. From there the power flows. The power flows and then it comes here, and then with the help of these instruments, like for example bulb also. So then through this power of electricity, and when there is a bulb, then what happens? This power of electricity manifests itself into light. Now for example here this mic is in front of me. This is also working on the basis of power of electricity. But the instrument is different. Just in case of a bulb, instrument is different. Similarly in this case also, sound box or magic box or all those things are there, you see. There, through the power of electricity, you can experience sound or sound energy also. Like that, if you look at the radio or TV also, they are all working on the basis of electricity power. And through that, we can have audio-visual perception or audio perception only. So that is also on account of power. So that means power is there, but then power manifests in different forms, in the form of light, in the form of sound, in the form of so many things, you see. All these things are there, you see. Based on that thing, you see, the world, the society or the world at large experiences this power of electricity. So the power has to be generated. Same thing happens also in case of money also. We all know, there was a famous statement made by Prime Minister of India that money does not grow. Money does not grow on the trees. It has to be generated. It has to be earned. Then only it becomes useful, and then only you will have money, and then you will become rich. So in order to become rich, you have to generate the power of money, develop this power of money. And then what will happen? Once you have power, and then you know, experience, and we all have this experience of power of money also, that how it helps us in buying so many things for our lives also. Buying accommodation, buying vehicles, buying our food, and all those things are there. So that is also buying. That is also power of money. Same thing about power of body also. You know, many people, you see, they try to develop their power of body. They do exercises also. And with their, and because of these exercises and all those things, what happens? That in Olympics and other places, you see, they earn gold medal, silver medal, and all those things are also there. So all those medals are won on account of body power, muscle power. So this is also a power. Like that, you see, that just as muscle power is there, similarly there is another very important power, power of mind. Mind is also a generating station, and by generating thoughts, pure thoughts within us, we can experience also this power also. And then what happens? The power of mind is very important, because psychology says that 95% of the diseases, they transmit into our body through mind. 95% of the diseases transmit into our body through mind. And therefore, if we control mind, if we make our mind powerful, then what will happen? Then these diseases may not be able to enter into our own life. And therefore there will not be what we call as depression. So many things, anger, anxiety, all those things are on account of depletion of the power of mind. That means, for example, there is some bad incident, some death in the family. What will happen? We are all overpowered by that incident. And what will happen? We get depression also. So many things happen because of this only. And therefore, please try to understand this and try to generate this power. And how to generate this power? That is the most important thing. Because we now understand that this power, there is a power. And this power has to be generated, this power has to be earned, or this power has to be developed. So, and therefore this question is, how to master this art of generating power? How to develop this art of earning this power, or how to develop this strength? Because my mind also requires strength. A weak mind, there is a slogan that an idle mind is the dwelling place of a shaitan. Means an idle mind, that means you are not using that power of mind. If you are not generating through power and through this mind your powers, and then what will happen? That mind, you see, works in a negative manner also. It is same thing. It is said in our Gita also that mana eva manushyanam karanam moksha bandhana. It's a Sanskrit word. That means mind is such a thing that it can generate positive vibrations also, and it can generate negative vibrations also. All those things based on power, you can become a good person also, and you can become a bad person also. It all depends on how you use your mental powers. If you use mental powers in a negative manner, then what will happen? There will be negative, and therefore what will happen? That you can create problems for the society also, for your own self also, or for your family also. But if you use same thing, same power, in a positive manner, in all cases, in case of, for example, in case of a money also, you can use money for a charitable good purpose also. And you can use that power in a negative manner. You can use it for buying so many things, negative things also. For example, you can do gambling also, and all those things are there, you see. So it all depends on us as to how we use this power. Based on this, our use, it will be a good power or a bad power. That means the result will be good or result will be bad. That is the main understanding, and therefore we have to understand and we have to groom, or we have to develop, or we have to strengthen our this mind. And that is this process, that process is being taught here, that generate this power of silence. Generate this power of silence, and then what will happen? That our mind will be able to tune with this power of silence. So we have to generate this power of silence. And the method that we have been taught here also is, you must have heard about this Raj Yoga also. Raj Yoga means generating power for power of peace, power of happiness, power of love, power of tolerance, and all those things are there. All these powers can be generated, can be experienced through Rajyoga. And the instrument is our mind. We have to use our mind for generating these powers. There are five things that we have to understand these things. And if you remember these five things, and you churn these things, these five principles of how to generate power, then what will happen? That you will be able to understand the real strength of this power of silence. And that is what I say, you see. You have to experience with this power of silence also. Just as experience with this power of electricity, you must have a bulb. Then you will be able to understand the power of electricity in the form of light. You must have a sound box also. Then only you will be able to understand power of sound also. You must have a television. Then only you will be able to understand the power of electricity through that audio-visual perception from a television. So all those things are there. Based on the use of the power, you will be able to experience the effectiveness or usefulness of your power. And that is what we are teaching here, that remember these five principles. Number first principle about experiencing or generating power, that I am a peaceful soul. Remember this fundamental truth, that I am a peaceful soul. Churn it, remember it, and what will happen? In case of turmoil, in case of problems and all those things, remember this first principle, that I am a peaceful soul. Once you remember this power of being a peaceful soul, what will happen? That power of peace, power of silence will generate within you. And then what will happen? It will enable you to face problems created by circumstances, problems created by others, other persons and all those things. So first fundamental principle is that I am a peaceful soul. Second thing, that I am a child of ocean of peace. My father, my supreme father, is also ocean of peace. Therefore, what happens that in the world also, people try to understand and emulate, copy the good things or good actions of their parents also, because they think that, oh, I am a child of such and such important person, and therefore I must act in a positive manner, befitting the name and fame of my parents. That is in the world also, like that here also, when we are trying to develop this power, remember these things, that my father, my supreme father, I am the child of the ocean of power. Third very important thing is that remember that my original home, my original home is also power of, based on the power of peace. It is peace, peaceful home, or what we call in Sanskrit here is Shanti Dham. Shanti means peace, and Dham means residence. I am the resident of peaceful world. And from that peaceful world, we all have come down on this earth, and we are all playing our role. And therefore, remember this third principle, that I am a peaceful soul. Number two, I am a child of the ocean of peace. And third, I am the resident of the peaceful world. That is the third thing. The fourth thing, which is also a very important thing, because in this modern world there are so many conflicting views about religion. And everyone thinks that my religion is the best religion. And therefore what has happened, that in the name of religion, there are so many conflicts, so many wars, and all those things are there. History